I was on the burn, mushing toward Nikolai, and I got derailed. I followed some tracks of a musher ahead of me that had gotten off the trail, and I ended up on the South Fork of the Kuskokwim River, and my team and I went through the ice. I was completely submerged, not a soul around because I was off the trail, and it gave me something to think about at the time and something to remember later. Obviously, I survived. I'm happy that it's the 50th year. I'm a little bit concerned about the condition of Iditarod. The race, I don't think, is as healthy as it could be. I think there are some reasons for that. The board of directors elects itself. We always put the election of board members out to the membership because we believe that it kept the members involved. So now everything is so closed that there's not a lot of communication between the management and the membership. That concerns me because Iditarod needs its volunteers and its supporters and fans. And I think that you lose them when you create an impersonal situation. So I'm not really happy with the board at the present time. I've done a lot of things in my life that have put me at great risk, climbing mountains and cliffs and a lot of different things, including racing Iditarod, which can have its hazards. I have three basic rules for doing something that's risky that I've always followed since I was a little boy. One is be competent. Don't be doing stuff that's beyond your capability if it's hazardous or risky. Be careful. Pay attention all the time if you're in a tough situation. And I'm a Christian. I believe in my Christian faith. Those are my three C's of dealing with things in life, and I'm absolutely sure of them because with the life I've led, I'm actually in pretty good shape, so I'm happy.